right, we're going to continue on now with our race winner, Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. If you have a question, again, just please raise your hand. We'll try to get to as many questions as we can. We are going to start in the back with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net. Those closing laps there, Denny was, you know, 0.3 seconds behind you at one point, I think 81 feet. I asked James if he was worried, and he's like, absolutely. What were, with Jenny Hamlin such, having such a good record here, what was going through your mind trying to hold him off?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, out of anybody you could have behind you here, at least, Denny's the last kind of guy you want just because he's so experienced and so skilled. You know, he makes speed here where other guys can't. And honestly, I wasn't crazy nervous just because I was honestly going so slow. Like, I was so backed up, but I was still driving away. So, you know, honestly, it would have been probably harder if I was on the ragged edge. The biggest thing for me was I just didn't want him to get close enough to where, like, he could make a somewhat of a move on me, especially with how much I was having to lift into the corners. I just didn't want him to be able to, like, drive in deeper. But, yeah, it was definitely surprising to me on it, just how I was able to kind of drive away. So definitely felt like I learned something.
Okay, we'll go to Dan and then Jordan next.
Dan Gelson, Associated Press. James Small was up here just now, and he talked about how much there was a change in expectations, change in work ethic that's needed at JGR that might not necessarily have been at SHR.
Yeah.
I'm curious what it was like last year in your final year, and how much of a change has it been coming to an elite team,
yeah,
at JGR?
Yeah, it's definitely way different. You know, just the expectation is so much higher. And, like, even, you know, I've only won 3 races in the Cup Series, right? But this is by far the least enjoyable just because it's expected now. Like, you have to go win. Where at SHR, I feel like you really felt like you kind of, like, surprised the world when you won. Where with JGR, their cars are capable week in and week out. So certainly the expectation is different. And, yeah, I mean, it's definitely more work, but it's because they are at such a high level. So yeah, it's been an adjustment for me. You know, even just racing with teammates that are winning has been an adjustment for me. So yeah, it's definitely been a big learning curve. But it's one that I've really enjoyed. You know, it's crazy just, you know, truthfully now looking back on it, what I was racing against every single weekend. Like, it's mind blowing just how the cars drive, you know, the preparation leading into the week. You know, nothing against, you know, SHR, just now being inside the walls of JGR is just mind-blowing, just the level that they do it at. So, yeah, it's been, you know, a lot of fun for me to kind of be the guy now that gets to, you know, drive one of these cars just because the performance is so good.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. In that same vein, Chase, kind of following up on Dan's question, you see Denny Hamlin win 3 races. You see Christopher Bell win 3 races. What is that like, seeing that? And while you guys have been running well, you hadn't won, and your playoff spot was very much still up in the air. What is that like, seeing all that unfold in terms of pressure?
Yeah, it's unlike anything I've ever had in my career. I mean, the only exception I would say was, you know, being teammates with Kevin. But even when I was there, Kevin wasn't really winning either. So, you know, that expectation was always there with Kevin. But the rest of us, you know, it wasn't necessarily, you know, guys winning week in and week out, where now you come to JGR and, you know, Bell's won 3 races, you know, Denny's won, I think, 3, and me and Ty hadn't won yet. And I, you know, last couple weeks especially, I've just been like this huge weight on my shoulders, unlike anything I've ever experienced before. And my wife's been like, what is going on with you? And I'm like, I have to win. Like, I don't think you realize how bad it is if we don't win a race and lock into the playoffs. So yeah, I feel like I honestly weigh like 100 pounds less already. But yeah, it's, I mean, literally when I was doing my contract with JGR, I remember them showing me this stat thing about how out of 40 attempts for playoffs, they've made it 38 times. And the expectation is if you don't make the playoffs, you're not going to be in this car anymore. So yeah, I mean, for sure, it's nice to be locked into the playoffs, you know, especially with the kind of races that are coming up, you know, just so many wild cards in there.
Was there a moment over this you know, first part of the year where you doubted yourself, you doubted the team and thought, man, are we going to be able to figure this out?
No, not really. You know, the cars, literally when we went to Bowman Gray, I ran like the first five laps of practice and I'm just like, holy smokes, like this is unlike anything I've ever driven before. And it just took me a long time, you know, longer than I would have liked. You know, I would say up till Charlotte, like in qualifying especially, I was always underdriving the car just because I'm so used to having to lift at certain spots and the car's never been able to take it. Where the last, you know, month, I feel like I've finally been getting used to what this car is capable of and just how hard I can push it. And, you know, it feels normal now, where at the beginning of the year, it felt so foreign how far I was able to drive in the corner, how hard I could pick up the gas. Like, everything was so opposite of what I've been able to do my entire career. So hopefully, you know, this will be the start of, you know, what's more normal for us. And I felt like today was honestly the first race all year long where we've just kind of executed. Like, we never had a, you know, a dumb mistake or a hiccup on pit road or anything like that, and we were finally able to be in the mix. Yeah, thanks.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Chase, I don't think I've ever heard a winner describe their victory as their least enjoyable, like you referenced.
Yeah.
And so can you give me a little bit, I understand kind of a little bit what you're saying, but I would think after all of this that it was almost make this even more enjoyable because of the pressure. So can you kind of clarify or just kind of further explain? Because that's kind of confusing to me.
Yeah.
To hear somebody say least enjoyable win.
I mean, it's still enjoyable, right? It's just it's a different feeling because, like, if you do your job, you should win in a JGR car, where I've not really had that my entire career. Honestly, the closest thing I feel like related to is when I was in ARCA. Like, I knew if I went and did my job, the odds were I was probably going to win. Where now it's obviously way, way, way harder at the cup level. There are so many things that go into it. But, like, if we execute, things go our way, and I do my job, like, we should be in the mix to win. And just it's different, I guess, just because the expectation is there. Where at SHR, it honestly felt like you shocked the world when you won. Where here it doesn't feel like that because they do win a lot.
And also you know, I know James is talking about accountability. You talked about that, but can you give us a sense of how much more work you have to do, or what more are you doing, or what's more being expected out of you in this situation with this seat and what you're doing? You talk about this pressure. How is this? What are you doing, and how are you feeling it in that sense? That's maybe different from other weeks.
Yeah, I mean, my prep work is for sure a lot more. Like, you know, I wouldn't say I'm doing more sim time or stuff, but just like the, you know, the paperwork of the job, right? Like reading notes and going through, you know, videos and all that stuff. And honestly, it's not really been much more work because how JGR does it, it's almost like, here's a pamphlet, you know, read through this. Where at SHR, we got to that kind of towards the end, but still, like, our level of preparation was not even near as much as what it is now. So it is more work, but at the same time, it's so simplified now, it doesn't really feel like I'm doing a whole lot more outside of, you know, working out now. I work out where before I didn't really do that. But other than that, it's not really changed a whole lot, to be honest with you. Yep.
All right, we'll go to Reed, and then Zach and Dustin in the
Reed
back.
Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Even though you say this is the least enjoyable victory, is it more enjoyable because you beat the guy who is the all-time win leader at Pocono?
Yeah, I don't want it to get taken out of context. That's not enjoyable. It's still very, very enjoyable. It's just it's a different feeling. But certainly, you know, if you would have beat Denny in anything here, like, you feel like you've accomplished something, right? But certainly to do it in something that's head-to-head, like, he's got the same equipment as I got, you know, there's a lot of confidence that comes along with that. So, yeah, to be able to, you know, I mean, he is the greatest of all time here. Nobody will be able to do what he's done here. And to be able to, you know, beat him and honestly kind of maintain my composure, I am proud of kind of the work that I put in to be able to do that. So it was not easy, you know, running and saving fuel while still trying to, you know, hold off Denny and stuff. But, yeah, it was it's definitely rewarding for sure whenever you can beat a guy like Denny, and especially in the same equipment at, you know, arguably his best track.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Albino, J-Ski. Chase, when laps are clicking away, like, what are the emotions not knowing if you are going to make it on fuel?
Yeah, I think some of that is probably why I've not savored the moment as much, is because I truthfully did not think I was going to win. Like, I'm still kind of in shock, truthfully. Like, it's not hit me. Just because I fully expected to run out of fuel. Like, I didn't know our fuel situation. I knew that we were probably going to be short, but I knew inside the car I couldn't save any more fuel, but I still figured, you know, when the two to go came, you know, like I've watched races here long enough to see where the leader just runs out of fuel, right? And I'm like, I'm going to be the next guy that runs out. So I was waiting for it. I mean, we took the white flag and I was waiting for it to stumble off a two or off a one. And I was waiting for it to stumble off a two. And then even into three, I kind of lifted early trying to still save fuel. But I was like, man, what if I don't run hard here? And then if I do run out and they beat me to the line or whatever. So it was just a weird mix of emotions because of I've never really been in that situation before. So, yeah, I'm definitely surprised that, you know, honestly, we made it on fuel. I guess we maybe learned something because we've kind of talked about that all year long, that we feel like we're probably taking too much fuel in a lot of these races. And for us to be able to stretch it like we did, you know, hopefully we can learn something from that. Thank you.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Chase, your official announcement with JGR was June 25th last year. Here we are, June 22nd, and you're in victory lane now. We know how much JGR recruited you to get to this spot. How much more validating, knowing that there was a mistake late that put you in a situation where you guys had to overcome adversity today, all of that combined, for 1 year later, ending up in victory lane, how has that helped validate really everything over this last year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it is validating for sure. You know, I didn't realize it was a year ago. I knew it was around this time, but I mean, just the, you know, I've read the internet, right? Like, people are like, why would they put that guy in it? Or, you know, even when I won the three poles in a row and we're not winning the race, you know, people are trashing you and stuff. But I knew that we were more than capable, and I knew myself that I was capable, but you never really know until you go do it, right? And for us to be able to come here, it's certainly, you know, nice just to get that monkey off your back. And just, I can't thank, you know, Coach and Johnny Morris and Toyota enough. I mean, there was a lot of people that they could have put in this car, right? It was the most sought after seat in off season, and for me to be able to be the one blessed enough and lucky enough to get it is great. But you with that, you have to prove yourself in it. And for me to be able to come here now and win, you know, it doesn't mean I'm guaranteed in it for a while, but it certainly is nice to know that I can do it at this level in this equipment, and hopefully you know, I can be here my entire career, because the sky certainly feels like it's the limit here.
Go ahead, Scott.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Chase, can you talk just about on the pit stop, what, you know, when you, I guess you just left too early, just talk about the sequence, what happened, what you kind of heard, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so typically, you know, I knew I was going to be waiting on fuel, and when we do that, you know, typically the cue for me to go is when they drop the jack, and James had told me, hey, you're going to go on me, we're not going on the jack. So as the tires got done, I knew obviously we were just sitting there waiting on fuel, and I just started revving the engine up so I wouldn't stall it when I left. And I think James said, wait, but as soon as I heard anything, I just went. And I knew right away when I came out and the next lap, you know, I knew Denny had pitted the next lap, and they were like a full straightaway behind me. I knew that I was probably not in the best of shape. And I instantly started saving fuel right then and there down the straightaways. And then, you know, that caution obviously saved us being able to save fuel there. But yeah, it was honestly one of those things where, you know, we can definitely learn from it, you know, do better on it. But yeah, I was just waiting to hear anything. Expecting James just gonna say go, and when he said wait, I just went.
And just to follow up, I think you won the Xfinity race here in 2020 with there was no fans.
Yeah.
What was it like being in victory lane with a, you know, with a sellout crowd and everything like that here?
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, COVID definitely, you know, makes you appreciate racing in front of fans, especially at a place as big as this when there's just nobody here. It was very, very odd. But yeah, I mean, anytime as a race car driver in any sport, when you're racing or playing in front of a sold out crowd, like there's just an atmosphere and an energy, and you feed off that as a competitor. But then to be able to win in front of a sold out crowd, it's cool. It makes it feel like you're doing something that's a big deal. And, you know, every week before we take the green, I always just look up in the grandstands, kind of savor the moment that, you know, I'm racing on Sunday in front of this many people. And this one was one of those ones, like, honestly, really just caught my attention, just how long the grandstands are. And it's just a sea of people, and there's not a single seat open. And as a race car driver, as a competitor, it's just a really special feeling.
All right, we're going to take two more questions. We're going to go in the back right here, and then we're going to finish with Dalton.
Samuel Stubbs, JoeBarker.com. Chase, coach, earlier was talking about how this win made him feel validated in his decision to put you in this car. What has it been like getting to know him and now delivering one of the greatest owners in NASCAR history a victory, adding another driver, I guess, to those that he's won with?
Yeah, it's super special and just humbling. You know, first off, that out of all the people that coach picked me, I'm sure that there was a lot of people kind of scratching their head, even internally. I'm sure that when he said, "Hey, I think we should go with this guy," and for him to feel validated is a great thing. You know, as a driver, to know that your boss is happy with you. When you look at the list of Hall of Famers that have gotten to drive for Coach Gibbs and to get in victory lane, the fact that I'm going to be on that honestly pretty short list is pretty special. So yeah, it's crazy. I mean, literally as a kid, I talk about it all the time. I would play my sprint car game in a Joe Gibbs Home Depot uniform, and just being a diehard Tony Stewart fan, now to be able to deliver victory for Coach is pretty special. Thanks.
Hey, Chase, the Allhawk is a front stretch. In those closing laps, like 10 laps to go, you have James Small in your ear telling you to save more fuel. And you're doing so, and you're putting off more off throttle. Were you surprised to see that you were actually pulling away from the 11 in the closing laps?
Yeah, a little bit. It's crazy. We've seen it time and time again here, and I remember Harvick at Atlanta back in the day, like, would lift at the flag stand, he's just driving away from people, and my dad chews me out almost every single week about how I'm overdriving, and if you would just slow down, you would probably go faster. And today was certainly a testament to that. So, it's crazy. I mean, when you're just right there on the limit and pushing past it, you're typically going slower. And today, just lifting as early as I was, but really trying to make the straightaways as long as possible, there's certainly something to be learned from that. It's hard. You're so used to like driving into a certain spot, right? And then when you start backing it up and you feel like you are literally crawling, I mean, getting into the corner, and then they're yelling at you, you need to back it up even more. And it's like, I cannot go any slower than this. So it's a hard balance to have, especially whenever you have Denny right behind you. But yeah, we obviously were able to hold off, and it was a special day.
I asked James Small the same question, and he said that your habit is to, and I'm quoting, to drive it until you see Jesus.
Yeah, that's about right.
Do you agree with that? And also, how important is it to have a crew chief that admires your driving and believes in you as much as he does?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly overdrive way more than I underdrive. That's something that we know is a common thing for me, is I always drive in way too deep, and it's great when you're out front, but when you're in traffic, it just kills you. But yeah, it's been nice. And it's not been, I would say, smooth sailing from the get-go, between James and I, as far as just like, there's parts of the early part of the season where it was almost like, hey, we want you to drive this way. And it just didn't feel right to me. And I kind of had to go to them and say, look, like, let me just do my normal thing. And if it works, great. If not, then I'll really try to just change my whole style. But, these last, really month, I feel like James has just put a ton of trust in me to just go out there and drive it to whatever I think is best and to my ability. And, they've done a really good job of just getting the car more suited for my driving style. And yeah, I feel like, we're underrated, I feel like, for the speed that we have a lot of time. We kind of get overlooked a lot just because we don't execute. And hopefully now, with this win, we can kind of start building on that and start being a contender week in and week out.
Yep. Okay, apologies. Two final questions. We're going to come over here to the left, and we're going to finish with Lee.
Two questions for you, Chase. So all three 2311 racing cars left the race with brake issues. Seeing as you drive a Toyota as well, did that worry you at all?
Anytime somebody's got a brake issue, you're scared to death, especially at a place like this. I didn't know that all three. I knew Riley wrecked early. I had no idea what happened. And on my radio, they told me Bubba lost brakes. So, yeah, I mean, for sure, you're worried, because more often than not, I feel like our cars in 2311s are pretty close. But I hadn't had any issues up to that point. But, yeah, certainly this is one of those tracks you do not want to have a brake issue. Just as a driver, you're kind of cringing every time you go into the corner and hoping that you got them. So, yeah, it was definitely a slight concern, but I hadn't had any issues up to that point, so I kind of tried to put it in the back of my head.
Also, we saw in the final run of the race especially, it was really hard for people to pass when they got the dirty air. Do you feel like that helped you with the win today?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The first stage, I think we ran fourth or third or something like that, and we, you know, pitted, and I came out in, I don't know, 15th, and I was, I mean, stuck in 15th. I had nothing I could do. And as soon as we pitted and I came out in clean air, I was really, really fast. My car drove great. So, I mean, that's just cup racing everywhere we go. Clean air is king. Dirty air is not no good for you. And, I mean, certainly here, you know, you can just dictate so much when you're that lead car. So I knew when I got clean air, I had to do everything I could to keep it, because if I ended up going to second, I was never going to pass the guy back.
Thanks. Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. I believe you made the announcement of the worst-kept secret in the garage, that you're going to drive for Joe Gibbs Racing on June 26th of last year. It's almost been a year. How has your life changed?
I definitely feel like today, I mean, it changed whenever the, you know, contract got signed, but certainly, you know, now, today, it's changed even more. Yeah, it's crazy just the opportunity that I've, you know, got. You know, there's only 40 guys week in and week out that get to say they are a cup driver, or 36, I guess. And, you know, out of those 36, there's only a handful that are driving in cars capable of winning every week. And for me to be able to be one of those guys is a huge blessing. And, yeah, it's an opportunity that I don't ever want to lose. You know, I've been on the other side where you're struggling. And, you know, not to say that it never happens at JGR. You see it go in cycles all the time. But certainly they just have it all together. And as a race car driver, you don't want to lose that opportunity because you know how good you got it. So, yeah, it's been great to, you know, just be able to be a driver, you know, JGR, but certainly now more than ever to finally get a win. It definitely is very nice and just rewarding and a huge sigh of relief for sure. Thanks.
Chase, congratulations on the win.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Atlanta.